Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get your confidence back. And you know, he's done the show team. During practice, he's the scout wide receiver. And he's been out there doing really, really good things. And that helps with confidence, too, sometimes. You know, you're getting out there and you're doing some different routes and you're not thinking. You're just playing, right? You're just running. It tells you what to run, and you just run it. And I think that his confidence is growing. And I hope that this last game will even help it more, because we're going to need him moving forward to make plays for us, because, you know, teams are doubling AB, they're doubling Juju, and so he's going to have to make plays for us, and I am proud. That's why I didn't get too worked up when the outside world called me out for saying what I did to him, because they don't know what's going on. You know, there's the talking heads and the quote-unquote professionals on ESPN, and they think they know, but they really don't know what's going on inside our locker room, so I just am so proud of him.
Segment brought to you by Pittsburgh's number one Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram dealer, ShorkyNorthHills.com. Ben Roethlisberger started off there talking about James Washington and finished that answer to a question about Washington's breakout game by saying, that's why I called him out on my radio show. I don't care what the talking heads say and the so-called professionals at ESPN. So, Chris, you don't work at ESPN anymore, so I guess he wasn't talking about you in that clip.
Well, he would have said contest winners had he wanted to really toss me out there. You know what? If Ben Roethlisberger takes the time to say that he doesn't care about what the talking heads are saying, and I have angered him in some way and I am lumped in with that group, wonderful. Then I'm doing my job and he's doing a great job on his radio show by saying something that's compelling and provocative. What did Brady say on his radio show today? Did he hang up? Did he throw it away?
No, he didn't.
He didn't get intercepted in the middle of the call.
Wow.
I talk about how much he hates nightshades. Tomatoes, of course. You know what? I rip Roethlisberger all the time. That's why when I say, like, hey, he's going to have a great game against the Saints is my suspicion and keep it at least close, if not win it, people, oh, wow, Mueller's actually not trashing the guy for once. I'll give him credit. He called out James Washington when James Washington richly deserved it. And Washington responded with a play that we have been waiting for as people who were watching him torch Pitt in college all year long. He went up and made a combat catch. It's a stupid cliche, but it's true. He went up and high-pointed a football and took one away from someone. Then when he caught a ball, a short pass, this was probably the more encouraging play to me. The guy looked like somebody who wanted to do dangerous things with the football and make himself look like a threat. He spun out of a tackle and kept running. Looks like a confident guy. If the quarterback calling him out had anything to do with him kind of getting with it, good on the quarterback.
So now you are saying Ben ultimately did display good leadership skills.
Well, if it works, isn't it something that you have to evaluate the result here? If the guy goes into the toilet, then maybe it wasn't the right time to do that or the right kind of strategy. He responded. He was their leading receiver by yardage. The catch down the sideline is a big play in that game. That game was a field position game. Just getting big chunks like that is a big deal.
Yeah, if the Steelers players had a problem with what Ben said after the Denver game, it certainly hasn't manifested itself in their actions. It's not like Washington quit or Antonio Brown has packed it in for Ben. I think both of those guys, Brown hasn't put up the numbers, but he seems to have carried himself in a professional manner since those comments were made by Ben. And I think that's a good job on Washington and AB's part to recognize that Ben is the boss. And sometimes your boss says things about you you don't like. Not that you know anything about that, Chris, but you have to suck it up because he's in charge. You can't throw yourself the football. So you've got to grin and bear it. You got to swallow your pride. And you got to accept when your quarterback calls you out or blames you for things. Because that's the way it works. It's not a level playing field.
I wonder, too, though, the quarterback deserves plenty of credit because, like you said, Antonio Brown could have pouted. Because I think if anyone doesn't care about, like, the Steelers have a bad record against the Patriots, it might be him, but he didn't. It probably helps that his touchdown was the winning score in the game. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that makes it easier to swallow for him. Mike Tomlin, I would think, deserves credit for this, too, though. I don't know if just the quarterback and maybe Maurkice Pouncey setting a certain tone because they're sort of the vocal leaders of that offense is the only thing that happened here. Or if they were, you know, if the I would love to know who exactly made the decision to not have introductions. Or if that was a big upper management, you might call it, thing. Tomlin, Roethlisberger, whatever. Whatever the case may be, mm-hmm. everyone for once seemed to get the message that this was a very serious football game. That this wasn't necessarily time for this, that, or any other agenda. We're showing up. We've got to beat this team. They always beat us. They're always a little bit more buttoned up than we are. And it took. So if the quarterback is the leader of the team, whether I think some of his stuff that he says is misguided or not, or poorly timed or not, he deserves a lot of kudos for it. I didn't think he played an awesome game, but I thought he made plays when they needed him.
So we're
to.
Giving him credit for intangible things for once.
Yes.
Let me respond. Let me give you and everybody else a chance to react to what he's saying about the way he's been treated by the national media this year. Ben has taken a big time beating. Really, all year, I think it's been relentless because he has struggled somewhat on the field and he has dealt with backlash for some of the public comments he has made. Do you think he's been unfairly treated this season?
No.
Why not?
Because I think when you make comments like that, I think it's going to, you have to expect rebuttals.
Okay.
And when you play very inconsistently to the degree where you lead the league in interceptions and you lead the league in red zone interceptions, you're going to open yourself to slings and arrows. Do you want, like, Drew Brees, I don't think is necessarily a super call guys out type of player, but if he were, he'd be almost unimpeachable in terms of criticism. Why? He's got 31 touchdowns and 5 picks this year. I'm trying to think of like a guy who, you know what? Brett Favre is so beloved. Late in his career, he got ripped apart by people. I mean, he did stupid but he also threw a ton of picks.
Okay, so let's have this conversation about Ben. What kind of season is he having? Because he's only a couple touchdowns away from setting a career high for touchdown passes in a year. He's reached the 30 touchdown mark. He is second in the league in passing yards. He has a chance to lead the league and have some bold-faced font next to a number that carries a lot of weight, throw for more yards than anybody in what has become an aerial-centric league. His passer rating is about average. He's tied for last in interceptions. He's got 15 picks. Sam Darnold has 15, so he's tied with a rookie for the league lead in interceptions. So what kind of season is Ben Roethlisberger having?
Like a B-minus by his standard? Shouldn't we hold him to the highest standard of anybody on this team, outside of maybe Antonio Brown, but they're always linked at the hip a little bit, right? Highest paid player, isn't he? Didn't we say after the Denver game, if you can't blame Xavier Grimble necessarily and James Conner because they don't make the big money? Yep. You expect the other guy to make the big plays? That's how I would categorize it.
I'm going to be his harshest critic here and say I think Ben's actually having a disappointing season. And here's why I'll say that. And this is going to be a fair criticism. So if it gets back to people, that's fine. With that offensive line, he should be putting up better numbers.
Even without Le'Veon Bell around all year?
If he believes that it all starts with the offensive line, that unit, even without Gilbert, has been one of the two or three best in the league this year. With that amount of time to throw the football, he should not have 15 interceptions.
I'll tell you.
I'm sorry. If you get that kind of protection, you should be putting up, with the amount of times they throw the ball, they're the most pass-heavy team in the NFL. When you look at their pass-to-run ratio, he should be putting up numbers like Mahomes, Breeze.
He's never been as precise as Breeze, and he doesn't have the arm talent of Mahomes. Here's what I would say to in terms of if I were supporting the point that he's having a disappointing year, and I guess calling it a B-minus year is saying it's okay. I know we're all skewed about grading. A C is not really an average year. It's a bad year for most people. He has way more agency, I would argue, over how the offense is called and run this year because he's got his buddy,
yep,
Randy Feuchner, as the coordinator now. So there is no push-pull with him and with Todd Haley like there was in previous seasons. I would think if you give a guy who still can make most of the throws, can really zip the ball in there, more control and a better working environment, you would expect to get better performance out of him. And thus far, he has not delivered.
Who's
that.
Having a better season, Ben or Aaron Rodgers? Rodgers, 23 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, 3,900 yards, and 97 passer rating, but his team stinks and his coach got fired.
Rodgers is having a... Oh, I can't...
Yes, you can, Chris.
Rodgers is having a better season.
I agree.
Rodgers is having a better season, and it's just more of an indictment of what an awful coach Mike McCarthy is, and it's a good thing he got fired.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.